like that. It's the flick of the switch. We are live. It's episode number 16 of Dying Scene Radio. I'm Bob Noxious.
And I'm Bobby Pickles. What's up, guys?
Woo! We are here to share with you the week's news, headlines, new music, punk rock, hardcore, whatever you got, whatever you like. We got it right here for you, and we open it up to share.
That's right. And you know what? The big news is, I think, let's be a little self-serving, Bob. I think this is pretty cool, man. It's kind of like smoke signals at this point. We can both relay our messages via our own podcasts. But, hey, Ben Weasel mentioned the show this week on his Weasel Radio podcast.
What? Ben Weasel? Screeching Weasel Ben Weasel?
Don't act like you didn't hear it. I gave you the link.
I did, man. No, I listened to it, man, and it's very funny, man. Bobby, you're such a good writer when it comes to stringing words together. You must have intrigued him enough that he talked about you specifically on the radio, hoping that your name is Bobby Pickles. But, man, we want to get him on the show, and I think he's a little guarded. Is that what you think, too?
I think he's a little guarded because he got, personally, this. I feel like he got beat up a little bit in the media after that whole thing with the girl getting hit thing or whatever. Whatever happened with that. And I'm just being honest when I bring that up. That's it. I feel like that's really the thing that put him off to it. I might be wrong on that, though. I don't know the history of how long he's not wanted to talk with people. But I think partially, well, what he said on his Weasel Radio podcast show was basically, it's just all a charade, man, at this point, doing media and stuff like that. And he jumped through hoops. You don't really get that much out of it. They make you sound like an idiot. You got no control. You really relinquish your control. So what I did was I just asked him if he'd guest host Dying Scene Radio. And even playing ground, no prying. All of us just yapping away about punk rock. And I think he's open to it, actually, right? I mean, that's what I took from it. He's kind of open to untraditional kind of avenues.
Come on, Ben. We're harmless. We just want to talk with you, buddy.
If anybody were to go down that road, it'd be Bob.
What? If I was going to ask him about, punching chicks at shows and stuff like that?
Yes.
I'll leave it off the table if I have to. Come on. That's all past news. I mean, everybody knows the story. There's no need to...
I punched a chick before. I told you
hey,
that, right?
Hey, man. We all have, right?
Did I share that with you at all? I don't know.
No. Tell me how you punched a chick, dude.
Oh, my God. When I was in college... I'm not proud of this by any means, okay? This is the only time it happened, and I'll admit it. I'm man enough to admit that I wasn't acting very manly at one point in my life, and it was right around 20 years old. We were drunk. We were in Orlando. She kicked me out of her moving vehicle, and I rolled a little bit. I got up, opened the door where she was driving, and I punched her directly in the face with a closed fist, Bob. I'm sorry I did it. I'll admit it.
You should be in some kind of 12-step recovery group, dude. But that's okay, man. There's places like that for people like you. Bobby, let's move on with a couple of headlines, and then let's get into some new music.
You're absolutely right, Bob. Let's stay on track. So big news this week. Washington, D.C. hardcore icons Bad Brains have announced that they will be entering the studio later this month to record a new EP in Woodstock, New York, in front of an audience of 60 to 70 people.
Sweet.
That's pretty awesome, huh, Bob?
Well, yeah, you'd think so. Go on.
For the recording sessions, which will last only one day, Jamaican singer Jesse Royal will be filling in for HR on vocals. And the EP will be part of a series of similar recording sessions called the Woodstock Sessions. Bad Brains have not released a statement on whether HR is out of the band or not, or will be involved at all with the recording of their next studio album. So,
all right, Bobby, that's blasphemy. All right, I'm going to call BS. My BS meter is running high. How are you going to do a Bad Brains record without HR? This does not have my endorsement.
Yeah, but Bob, you know, you're the all-knowing Bob and stuff like that. You got a lot more knowledge than I do when it comes to punk rock. I did do a little Wikipedia searching, and apparently they've had numerous lineup changes throughout their history, including lead vocals. Why do we have silence?
Because I was reading. No, man, I'm just going to say, look, you know, give me HR or give me no Bad Brains. I don't care what happened in the past. I don't care what Wikipedia says.
Fair enough, Bob. Let's move on, man. Here's some guys that you interviewed just a couple of weeks ago on this very show, man. You got to meet them before it happened. But in
Pairs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay.
They signed with Fat, right?
That's right. They signed with Fat Records, man. And
that was super secret news back then.
Do you think that it was already news at that point?
I think that they were in talks.
Okay.
Well, obviously, come on. Those things don't just happen where some guy in a cheap suit and a bad mustache comes up with a pen and says, "I'd like to sign your band." It doesn't really happen that way. You know, there's usually weeks and months and talks and negotiations and lawyers and contracts and things that, you know, of that nature.
I mean, it used to happen that way.
Yeah, well, they alluded to big things coming down the pipe, and there it is.
Right, and at that point, when they were on tour and you spoke with them at the Teenage Bottle Rocket show in St. Petersburg, they were already alluding to the fact that they were kind of played out on their latest record, Go to Prison. They've been playing it constantly, but it is interesting that Fat Records will be re-releasing their beloved debut full-length album worldwide on July 24th, and then they'll be releasing a new, brand new album in 2016. So.
Well, no matter how tired you can be of a record, a lot of times the fans just want to hear that. Or, on the flip side, the new fans have not heard it. By signing with Fat, certainly they're going to be exposed to a new legion of people who might be interested in the music. So, I'm sure that they're going to be further tired of playing that record until the new record comes out. And that's really the only remedy, is you keep writing new songs, better songs, and move on. But still, people want to hear the old stuff.
That's right.
Bobby, my band's first record came out in 1996, and people still scream it out like it's Freebird or something. Crackhorn Barbie!
You guys are going on tour.
Yes, we will. We're playing in Pear's hometown Friday.
Well, Bobby, promise to try to line up a couple of interviews, man. Please do so.
I'll see what I can do, man, but I'm out there enjoying myself. If I come across someone, then I will, like I said, I'll have my field recorder and my microphones going, and I'll be working if I have to. I'll do what I got to do.
Sounds good. How about some music, Bob?
You said the head honcho sent an email, which I finally did find. But he wants us to play a track from the new Dying Scene Records compilation. Let's burn through this track right here from Ellesmere. Now, is this upcoming? I don't remember reading on this record.
I don't know, Bob, man. Like I said, man, you know, we're continuing with the self-serving stuff from last week. We got to carry that on. Fat Enzo t-shirts. Get your screen printing needs. Custom t-shirts. It's a dog shitting out a t-shirt. Anyway, but like I said, Dying Scene Records, more self-serving stuff, Bob. I don't know any information about this.
When the boss says to play a song, we go ahead and we play a song. We're going to go ahead and play it first. This is Ellesmere, and this track right here is called Mooks. It's from the upcoming Dying Scene Records compilation. Dying Scene Radio. Dying Scene Radio, this is Paris. Rock on. was the UK punk band called Spoilers, who have a new lyric video out for that track right there called All for One. The song comes off the band's debut mini LP called Stay Afloat, which is now available via Brass Neck Records and Boss Tunage. Pick up a copy on CD or vinyl at those respective websites. You can see the video as well as hear another track from the band right here on DyingScene.com. Bobby, we got a whole plate full of news, man. What else do you got over here?
Long defunct California punk legends Jawbreaker just announced the title of their upcoming documentary. Now, this is something that I actually found out not on DyingScene.com, but I found out from the Dying Scene Radio Facebook page by my good buddy and co-host Bob Noxious over there. You actually posted this from DyingScene.com page onto our page.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. You don't remember that?
No, okay. I'm sure I did.
You found this interesting. I mean, I guess if you don't find this interesting, chime in and tell me. But in a recent tweet, Jawbreaker stated that they just met with Keith Chiron about the Jawbreaker documentary. We're interviewing editors to take it from here. The documentary will be entitled Don't Back Down. Be sure to check back for more updates and information as they become available. Yeah, man, Jawbreaker. Were you a fan of Jawbreaker?
Jawbreaker's okay. I they're well-regarded and much acclaimed. It wasn't ever really my style of music, but I'll give respect where respect is due. They have a lot of fans. I'm not a hater.
Bob, do you have a ghost in your house who's going behind you on the old Facebook? Maybe a crazy stalker?
How long ago was this post?
It was like 2 days ago, man.
Did we give access to head honcho Dave?
Yeah, I think we did.
Well, then that's probably who's posting.
All right, it probably was him.
That's okay then, man. That's fine. We'll play some Jawbreaker. We'll talk about Jawbreaker. I like Jawbreakers. You ever have those everlasting gobstoppers?
What is it? Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? That's what that makes me think of. Bob, this isn't exactly big news, but I had nowhere else to put it. Arizona-based anarcho-funk punkers Ramshackle Glory has just recently had their tour van stolen right out from underneath them. Almost literally.
That's the worst, man. I've had my equipment stolen on the road.
You have?
Go ahead. I have, but let's go ahead and talk about Ramshackle Glory.
Well, the band had parked the van right in front of the place they've lived since last summer and had no problems until right now, right as they're about to go on tour with Mischief Brew. So to help them cover the costs of purchasing a new van and embarking on tour, the band launched a GoFundMe page. You can find the link to donate on DyingScene.com, and if all goes according to plan, the tour is slated to kick off June 4th in Phoenix. And for the rundown of dates, head over to the DS site for that there too, homies. But that sucks, man. So I hope nothing happens to you while you're out on the road this time around.
Well, it's always something that happens, and you hear about it a lot. You know, you hear about bands who are involved in accidents, and you hear about bands whose equipment is stolen. I didn't realize on this story that you just told that they had their tour van stolen at their home. I mean, they weren't on tour. Fortunately, they had all their equipment with them, and it kind of sucks, but it kind of also falls under the category of, you know, well, that's just kind of life. But anyway, you know, GoFundMe pages, say what you will about them. You know, there's no harm in asking people for the things that you want in life.
It certainly is a different world, Bob, where you can get something stolen and then just launch a GoFundMe page and get funded.
Well, if they have a lot of fans that want to see them in all these cities, then I'm sure that they will be successful. Any word on how much they've raised on that so far yet, Bobby?
I did take a look at it. I think it was like just shy of $1,000 so far.
Okay, well, you could get a pretty solid rental van for that. It's costing us $800 to rent a 16-passenger van for the week.
Jesus Christ, how many people are going?
Well, there's two bands traveling, but it's a total of 6 people. Plus, we have lots of equipment and, you know, want room to stretch out.
Nice.
So it's 6 people in a 16-passenger van. I think one of the guys that is traveling is bringing his girlfriend, but he's making her ride in a car behind.
Why the hell would he do that?
Because it's the fart bus.
No. Why would he even bring his girlfriend, Bob? I mean, this could open up a whole plate of...
Oh, you know what? If they're in a committed relationship with each other, who the hell cares? It's no skin off of my back if she drives in a car behind us. If anything, we've got someone to watch the merch while we're on stage.
Nice. Always make it a plus, Bob. Always make it a win-win. That's your thing, Bob. Good job.
It's all the takeaway, man.
Bob, do you know who the New Jersey punk band Crucial Dudes is? Have you ever heard of those guys?
They are on my radar. I am aware.
All right. Well, they just announced a reunion show. They actually had been disbanded, and they've been broken up. I don't know how long they've been broken up for or anything like that, but via their Facebook, they are going to be playing a reunion show at the First Unitarian Church in Philadelphia on September 12th. with support from Timeshares, and his day has come. Tickets go on sale today, Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Find the link on DyingTeen.com. Bob, were you just glossing over things and making it sound like you're up to date on all the info when you said that they're on your radar? Because they had been disbanded, Bob. Did I just catch you in a lie?
No, no. Okay. What I'm saying is they're on my radar. I didn't mean that I know that they're doing new shows and stuff. I mean that certainly I've heard of them. I know exactly who they are.
All right,
they've been
cool.
around for a long time, and I guess I never noticed it, but they haven't been around for a while.
I thought you were literally speaking about your radar on DyingScene.com, you know, when you have...
No, you're right. No, I had never used that. I should.
It's
I
actually, just don't dude, do it. It's actually great. I use the tool all the time, man, if I want to keep up with stuff, but...
Maybe we can have a meeting, and you can teach me how to use it properly.
Yeah, and I'll show you how to use the Google Analytics, too. Bob, after many months of inactivity, here's another one. By the way, all of these next couple of stories I'm about to cover are all reunion or breakup stories, beginning with that Crucial Dudes little story I just uttered. After many months of inactivity, UK skate punk's first step to failure just took their second step on that road to the big F by announcing they will be parting ways with their guitarist Andrew Weasel O'Hara, who has been, quote, going through some personal problems as of late. We'll keep you posted as more details come to light. For now, we highly recommend giving their 2014 album, When Best Friends Become Strangers, a listen. You can find it on DyingScene.com, of course. Interesting album title. Seems like kind of a premonition to me.
Get your shit together, Weasel.
Listen, the last album title, When Friends Become Strangers, Weasel's becoming a stranger. And how'd you like that play on words, man? First step to failure, just took their second step. I came up with that all by my lonesome, Bob.
That's awesome, dude. I used to play in a band called Five Step Failure.
You did? Which,
yeah, I did. Five Step Failure. And you know, the first failure was that most programs have 12 steps. Let's get into these breakups a little bit more down the line, Bobby. Because right now I got some brand new stuff right here from a German skate punk band called Money Left to Burn. Now, they've just released a brand new music video for their song called Finish Line from their upcoming split record with the Swedish punk band called Rebuke. Now, the split record will be released June 1st through Disconnect Records. Money Left to Burn last released their Sucker EP back in 2011. You can check out the video right here on DyingScene.com as well as right here on Dying Scene Radio. Money Left to Burn.
City. You're listening to Dying Scene Radio on DyingScene.com.
Rockin' real face, and rock right hits a pig's fist. They expect nothing less. The cops burned out on the guest list. Here they are, here the fucking cops to put your rights in place. Is it Vic, Billy, Clark, so would you like just to get chased? Till the night shifted. Smoking real face. And
right there was the Israeli hardcore punk band called Kids Insane, who were streaming their new track called Just Ice. The song, which is taken from the band's new split with Italy's Slander, was released just this last May 11th, just a couple days ago, through Tangled Talk Records, and you heard it right here on Dying Scene Radio, and you can check out the streaming track, if you're so entitled, right here on DyingScene.com.
Where else would they find it, Bob?
Well, you know, for me, it's one-stop shopping, man. There's so much good stuff that Dying Scene covers, whether it's punk music or folk punk music or whatever subgenre, you know, division of punk rock you are.
What are your feelings about other websites that do similar things that Dying Scene does? You know, Ben Weasel seemed to have an opinion on the whole punk news thing, is I think how he put it.
I don't know what happened with Punk News. Do you know the story? Did they blow something out of proportion?
No, he mentions Punk News. I think he mentions that they were the first to kind of come on the scene with the Punk News thing. He kind of talked about Dying Scene a little. I think he grouped us in with, I forgot exact quote he said, but he said something to the effect of, like, all we do is, not us in particular, but all these sites.
Regurgitate press releases is what he says.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah. Hey, who regurgitates press releases better than us right now, Bob?
That's pretty much how we run the show, Bobby. You know, we read all the press releases and pick and choose what, you know, we think others might like. Not all of it's good. He makes some good points in his radio show that he did. Do you know who his co-host is? Did you do any research on that guy?
No, the Owen guy? No. Who is that guy?
Oh, is his name Owen? I thought he had a different person in there. Mike somebody.
Oh, Mike Kennedy.
Yeah. Do you know who Mike Kennedy is?
No, I think they still have that Owen guy, but this was like a guest host. Speaking of guest hosts, I think he was like a guest host. Okay, he's in a band, right?
Yeah, All American Rejects.
Well, that's what the episode was about. It was about how he was helping to produce some of Ben Weasel's songs.
Maybe I'll go back and listen to the whole episode, man. I only listened to the part when he talked about us, to be honest with you.
They were deconstructing the new tune with Blag.
Oh, really? Well, that's interesting. I'll have to go back and listen to that.
Yeah, you got
to
hear it. It's actually really cool, man, when you hear how it went from what Ben Weasel first wrote and put down. Then he sent it to Kennedy. Kennedy put in his 2 cents. Weasel edited accordingly. And then we have the final product with Blag. Things are much better now or whatever the fuck.
You're the one last week that was proclaiming you listened to it on repeat all day long
I love that. I do love it. I'm too fluttered with all these fucking press releases right now to think straight by.
Things aren't so bad after all.
That's right. Things aren't so bad after all. Great song, Bob, and I genuinely do feel that way. I love it.
I'm sure that Ben appreciates that you remember the melody.
And I'm looking forward to May 26th, man, because I want to download that whole thing, and I'm sure I'll hear it more than once.
Ben, Bobby's got $10 coming your way, or whatever your asking price is. Bobby, tell me more about these breaking bands, these breaking up folks that can't keep their shit together.
Well, we got reunions and breakups. Bob, you got to throw in some of the good and some of the bad, man. You got to love life, comma, and the devil, just like our Auckland, New Zealand dude, Paul with Night Gaunts, said from last week. But anyway, post-punk pioneers Membranes have announced that they will be releasing a new album entitled Dark Matter, Dark Energy on July 10th through Metropolis Records. This will be the band's first studio album since 1989. Check out the track listing on DyingScene.com. The album is said to be a concept album inspired by a conversation with Joe Incandela, the head of the CERN project, about the Higgs boson particle. It's all about the life and death of the universe.
What?
During recording, John Robb's father died, and the album is also about him. So, Dark Matter, Dark Energy will be released July 10th in the U.S. through Metropolis Records, and earlier on June 22nd internationally, and iTunes, where you can currently preview the tracks through Cherry Red Records.
Interesting, man. That sounds like some deep, deep stuff, man, with the CERN project and the Higgs boson particle. And yeah, I got to be honest, dude, you really lost me at that point. I have no idea what you're talking about. It's no wonder those guys take 26 years to put records out. They're over there filling their head with mass particles of information that doesn't involve music notes and stuff. And welcome back to the game, fellas. We'll be interested to hear the rest of it when it comes along, man. Moving on, Bob.
You know, just one little aside, I don't want to take us down any kind of rabbit hole or whatever, but things get a little deep when your father passes away, and my father just passed away recently too, so I actually do connect to what they're talking about.
I hear you, and my father died on my birthday of all days.
What?
So yes, yeah. Well, not this year, but yeah, you know. Everybody has their time, Bobby, and I remember I was with you the day after your father died.
No, it was the day of.
The day of.
Very, I was with you on the day my dad died.
It's very surreal. It's a day you will remember for your entire life, however you choose to remember it, man.
That's so, right. I will remember it. You'll misremember it, just like you did just now, but that's
fine. I remember you puking over the side of a big yacht out in the Gulf of Mexico. That's what I remember, while you were drinking your Bud Light.
Okay.
That's okay.
Now let's go on to something else. So, all right, so we just had somebody getting back together. Now we got a disbanded one, all right? Arizona three-piece this century has preemptively called it quits via their official Facebook statement. Basically, they say, after 8 years, they want to each explore individual projects but still love each other as brothers. They will be releasing their new album, Soul Sucker, on June 2nd and following that up with some final shows throughout 2015 in both the U.S. and internationally. They will also be playing these last shows as their original lineup, so the band will return to being a four-piece for their farewell tour. Rip This Century, 2007 to 2015. Bob, I don't even know who This Century is. I have a feeling it's emo. Am I right?
I don't know, that or acoustic. I don't know. The fact that you brought them up, I thought they must have been somebody, but they are not on my radar.
Okay.
I don't know much about them other than they're about 15 years too late to this century.
They do have thousands of Facebook likes, you know, right. Right? I think hundreds of thousands.
Okay, all right, very good. So long, fellas, and good luck loving each other.
Adios. Brothers. Hey, I got one about your backyard there, Bob. Tampa, Florida-based band and Equal Vision Records recording artists Set It Off has announced via a Tumblr post that they've gone from a five-piece to a four-piece because bassist Austin Kerr has been ousted from the band due to recent allegations of sexual assault that has surfaced against him. Kerr then responded with a lengthy, detailed statement of his own through his Facebook page, basically accepting responsibility, but also saying that there are many falsehoods and half-truths as well. So,
well, there's always two sides to every story, Bobby, and I'm wondering whether he's actually in my backyard in Tampa or the next county over in Polk County, where that kind of stuff usually happens. I have no real history with that band, and nor are they any part of the Tampa Bay music scene. But, you know, those are some pretty serious charges, and it sounds like the young man is going to have some responsibility that he's going to need to be accepting in the very near future. Sounds like he's well on his way, man. People make mistakes, unfortunately, when you do it at the cost of other people's lives and livelihood. Well, then you're just a dick. So long, Austin Kerr, and good luck to those of you trying to set it off, respectively.
So there's some free music available on DyingScene.com. Polish music blog Melodic Punk Style has just released the fourth volume in their Sound of Us free compilation series. Sound of Us Volume 4 includes 30 tracks by 30 different bands. Among those included on this volume are Useless ID, Darko, Class of 86, The Decline, FOD, and honestly, too many awesome bands to list. You can find the link to their Bandcamp on DyingScene.com, where you can download the comp for free. Free is good, right, Bob? You like free.
Free is great, and that's why it's now on my iPod, because I personally downloaded this one myself also. A lot of good music on there, and don't be surprised if in the very near future you hear some music from that compilation, right, on this very here radio show.
Yeah, and just like Bob, go get that in your grubby little hands. It's good. More free music. Squid Hat Records and Punks in Vegas have teamed up to release a compilation of songs by the Vegas locals who will be playing this year's edition of Punk Rock Bowling, including Battleborn, False Cause, and Sounds of Threat. You can get the comp a listen on, of course, DyingScene.com, and there's a link to the free download right there, too, fuckers. So, Punk Rock Bowling 2015 is going on this weekend in downtown Las Vegas. Going on right now, Bob. And you can pick up that free music from DyingScene.com.
Yeah, we're going to be in Austin this weekend also, Austin, Texas. And apparently a lot of the folks in the Austin scene are going over to Vegas. We had tried to set our shows up, and we did successfully. And the folks who helped us set the show up are going to be in Vegas at Punk Rock Bowling. And it's like, well, we would have liked to have hung out with you, but thanks for the show.
Oh, my God.
It's a yearly thing that happens, and it's going on, ironically, the same weekend that we're in town over there. So had we known better, we should have gone and gotten ourselves a show at Punk Rock Bowling. Yeah. There's always next year, Bobby.
Yeah, dude, you should have. Downtown Las Vegas, man, you guys should have done that.
Yeah, man, we could have set up inside of a 24-hour laundromat, made flyers at Kinko's, passed them out to homeless people and high school children.
Bob, next year, you will play Punk Rock Bowling.
Maybe.
I'm telling you right now. One more free music download kind of deal. Oi fans can check out a new compilation from Pirate Press Records as Oi, This Is Street Punk Volume 5 was released earlier this week. The 15-track comp features up-and-comers as well as favorites like Dark Buster, Victory, and Antagonizers. Dark Buster we played recently on Dying Scene Radio. You can stream the comp in its entirety for free on DyingScene.com. So, man, who doesn't like a little Oi music?
Oi, oi, oi! It's good stuff, man. It's rock and roll. It's what I like.
Nice. Music, maestro, please.
Sure thing, man. I got some brand new stuff from the Virginia pop punk band called Broadside. Don't always play pop punk on the show, and, well, you know, sometimes we got to spread the love around equally to others. It's kind of like when you have a couple of children. No matter whether you want to admit it or not, there's always going to be your favorite. I don't know if you get that relation, but this track right here is from their new record called Old Bones, which came out this week through Victory Records. The band has just released a new music video for this song, and it's called Playing in Traffic. And they have also recently announced a summer tour with the Florida pop punkers called Old Again. You can check out the dates as well as the video right here on DyingScene.com. This is Playing in Traffic by Broadside on Dying Scene Radio.
What?
anti-don'ts.
How you guys doing?
We're doing well.
So here we go, man. We got the anti-don'ts right here on Dying Scene Radio. Welcome to the show, guys. You got a new song that you just put out. It was featured in the streams, and figured we'd get you guys onto the show to talk about it for a little bit, man. Tell us about it.
Basically, that one just came out of like a riff that Mikey came up with, and it was very surfy, which is cool. We hadn't written anything like that in a while, unfortunately, which we were trying to stick with that. And the lyrics are just about like frustration with, you know, being stuck where you are in life and all that shit, you know.
Being stuck where? Like in Port Charlotte, Florida?
Pretty much. I don't think we've ever written a song that wasn't us frustrated about living in Port Charlotte, Florida.
Right. You see, I can say that, though, because I'm from Florida originally. So you guys have some pretty witty song titles. You know, speaking of this song that we're talking about right now, A Cold Day in Heck, who thinks them up? You know, you got You Can't Spang the World. What the hell does that mean?
Change the world.
It's about...
I want to say, like, the song titles are mostly Mikey's idea.
Yeah, they're...
But,
Oh, I know what spanging is. Spanging is when you're trying to get money. Hippies try to get money and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
In this case, it's in reference to teenagers that hang out at the beach and want money for Four Loko and stuff like that.
Everyday problems.
Yeah, it didn't take too much to throw a couple coins together to get you some Four Loko and get crazy messed up.
Yeah, so, Bob, we were talking about that word earlier before the guys got online, right? And, we had no idea what that word meant, but now I do, actually, because we were mispronouncing it. We were saying spang, but spange, I've heard that.
It's kind of like the mange, but you got to get some stuff and like wipe it off of you. So hardcore surf punk, you guys have been self-proclaimed as, being from Port, wherever the fuck it is. What kind of place is that to put shows on and be from?
Well, they probably go to Sarasota, right?
There's not much going. We've played two shows.
We don't end up in Sarasota very often. We usually end up further south, Ponte Gorda, Fort Myers, Cape Coral.
And everyone in the surrounding area, like the new metal thing, still alive and well, unfortunately, in between here, Fort Myers and Sarasota. So everyone here digs Korn and Disturbed and like waits for the new Disturbed album. So no one's really too big into what we're doing. So we're trying to get a move on here soon.
So you guys play with metal bands, no problem? Coexist?
Yeah, we do all the time.
Coexist
like
peacefully?
Butt rock, like butt metal, radio metal.
Yeah, we get a lot of dad rock.
Dad rock? What's dad rock?
Dad rock is like pretty much everything Mikey lifted off.
The new Korn record.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that just seethes Florida, everything you just said.
Yeah, there's a lot of bikers, and especially like Southwest Florida, like you got to appeal to the bikers.
Can you tell me about the name anti-don'ts? It's like a double negative, right? I mean, the opposite of that would be the pro-do's, right?
it's like saying, like, I mean, it doesn't have a lot of meaning behind it. It's just catchy, but like...
We're against the word don't. It's like,
but
don't,
like, yeah, but
that.
if somebody says something like, don't do that, you know, like, my typical response is, fuck you, like, let's do that.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody likes being told no, you know? Follow your heart and shit.
For sure.
Fuck yeah, dude. I love that.
As far as following your heart, how about hopping on the road and hitting the ground running? I think I saw somewhere you guys are planning a U.S. tour. What's going on with that?
We're playing a couple of days. I have one in Orlando and one in Atlanta. We're going up. We're playing the 20th Bowl Bash at Skatopia with, I think, Green Jello's headlining up there. It's, if you ever heard of Skatopia, it's like a big anarchist skate park and anything goes in the middle of nowhere. And
I have not heard of that. That's cool. And where's Skatopia?
Ohio.
There's a documentary about it on Netflix, 88 Acres of Anarchy.
Oh, shit. I've seen that before. That one guy who owns it, right?
The crazy guy.
Yeah, he's had it for like years, like 20, 30 years or whatever. He's like 50 years old. He goes to jail. His kid gets him out like after a couple months. His kid was running it. Yeah, that's awesome, man. You're going to go check that place out? Say what's up to Bill Manspeaker for us. That guy's fucking nuts. We were just talking about that, too.
Bill actually just did the intro to this new album for us when we release it.
Yeah, we've got him on the intro, so
he's such an animated guy. What about this new record you got? When's it coming out? June 1st?
June 1st, yeah.
It's called Buck Wild and Foul, and we're extremely proud of it and getting a little anxious.
How many songs are you putting out on it?
14.
13. A hidden track. Quotation, hidden track.
What can we expect from the hidden track?
It's a cover.
Cool.
It's a cover that I don't think anyone really expects. I'm going to leave it as a surprise. But yeah, it's...
Man, don't give it up to Bob. God.
Bill Hinn's just one of the Trailer Park Boys is going to dig it.
Bobby, there you go. They're dropping some knowledge over there for you on the Trailer Park Boys. Bobby's a big Trailer Park Boys fan.
We do a lot of Trailer Park Boys references at this point.
Is there Trailer Park Boys references in your lyrics at all?
No.
Not this album.
We've got a sample. We'll let you find that one once it comes out. But
you know, I thought what was interesting, Bob and I spoke with the Montreal based band Out of Order, and their lead singer's from Nova Scotia. So I asked him about Trailer Park Boys, and he said, you know how they're always talking about how they're eating pepperoni sticks? He said that's the true thing. They really do that culturally. They walk around, they eat pepperoni sticks like that. It's fucking funny.
I'm moving to Canada.
Canada's great, man. I wouldn't mind going to Canada, man. It's cool.
I think I enjoy their hillbillies like a lot more than our hillbillies.
Yeah, ours are just a bunch of dumb rednecks, too. You know, but it's entertaining to watch the Canadians. Hey, the record, is it going to be a CD? Is it going to be a record? Is it going to be MP3? What's the format?
It's going to be a free download MP3 on Bandcamp. We have some label interests, and we're going to see what they think about it. We decided to start releasing
hopefully
it on CD
we'll,
and record.
But hopefully we'll get some vinyl. That'd be rad as hell.
Yeah, but right off rip, it's going to be a free download.
Awesome, man. Well, you guys are featured this week on DyingScene.com, so congratulations on that. Hopefully you guys get a couple extra spins. And we're going to play a track right here that you guys have sent to us called You Can't Spang the World. Did I say that right, Bobby?
Spange.
Spange is a stair change.
Okay, wow. See that? We learned something today, Bob. Fuck yeah.
If I could learn one thing every day and remember it the next day, I'd be good. So is this a brand new track that we're going to be playing right now? Has anybody heard this yet?
Yeah, this one has not been shared anywhere online yet. So.
I don't think any of our friends have even heard of it.
BET doesn't have it yet,
as far as we know.
So how do we find you guys online? You guys go to a website, get to Facebook?
We have our Facebook. It's facebook.com/theantidotes or theantidotes.bandcamp.com. You can also look at our Reverb Nation, which is reverbnation.com/theantidotes for all of our upcoming tour dates.
Right on. Yeah, I saw you guys were number one on Reverb Nation down there in Port Charlotte, Florida. Tough act to follow down there, aren't you?
Damn, that's new stuff.
Didn't know that.
That's impressive. I mean, there are a couple of really popular shit rock bands. You beat them out, that's an honor.
Well, it's cause for celebration, man. Now you get to kick their asses for a night.
There we go.
Well, sounds good, fellas. We'll see you soon, man. I know you're coming up into Newport Richey on May 30th. I'll see you guys then.
Oh, yeah, I'll see you. What up?
Was this week's Dying Scene Radio featured artist, The Antidotes, and You Can't Spange the World. How about that interview, Bobby? Those guys are pretty cool cats, literally down here in my backyard.
That's right, man. Out in Port Charlotte, I've been there a couple times, man. Nothing much going on out there.
I think I've driven through it a couple times, and I might have stopped for gas once at the truck stop along Interstate 75. You know,
just like Tarpon Springs?
Just like Tarpon Springs, when I stop and get my gas. You know, I can't tell, you know, which ones are Greek.
You better watch out, you Florida natives, at some point in your lives, in your small little shitty town. Bob might be at the local gas station just filling her up, and he'll be gone very soon, never to be returning.
Real quick, let's run down the last couple tracks we played, man, that we missed, just in case. We also threw in that song right there by Blood Drugs called Division, and of course started that set out there with Broadside, which we talked about earlier. But Bobby, I'm going to be down in the bayou this weekend, man, of Louisiana, and one of the things that I've been tasked with getting, you know, of course, you know, you got to get souvenirs for all of your loved ones, but I've been tasked to pick up a voodoo doll, and I'm thinking, you know.
Oh, I already know where this is going.
Well, you know, I'm thinking, you know, when you go into one of these voodoo shops, say, down in the French Quarter, you know, you got to be serious because these folks take it seriously, you know, and you can't, like, mess around and go in there and say, someone's pissed me off and I want to stick, you know, large sticks up their ass, you know. You have to treat it with respect. How do I handle this, Bobby? Because, I mean, I don't know if I can keep a straight face because these people are serious, like Walking Dead serious.
Well, Bob, first of all, I would lie. Second of all, do you intend on chopping the head off and putting it on a stick and adding this to your garden? Because that's where I thought the story was going.
No, but that might be a good idea. But you know what I do have, Bobby, is I do have finger puppets for the guys in my band. I'll show them in the camera right there. How about that?
Oh, nice.
But anyway, no, maybe I'll put them on a stick.
Very cool, Bob. You're a puppeteer just like Bill Manspeaker, man. You have that in similarity. How about some news?
Sure.
All right.
Lay it on me.
Got some video news, Bob. New videos that you can watch with your grubby little eyes.
They are grubby sometimes. I have to wipe the sand out of them. Sleep.
Our homies over there at Noisy, you know, the video website and YouTube page, they've launched a second installment of their series, Under the Influence, narrated by the one and only Tim Armstrong of Rancid, Operation Ivy, Transplants, Fame, you name it. The episode focuses on the scene that is and was Two-Tone Ska, and you can find the link on DyingScene.com. In case you missed it, the link for episode numero uno, which focused on New York hardcore, can be found on the DS site, too. The name Two-Tone originated from the name of the recording studio in the UK, which recorded that first Specials album. So I just wanted to add that little piece of knowledge. That's what I took from it. Found it very interesting. Good documentary.
Cool.
It's about 30 minutes
man.
Long. Everybody should check it out on DyingScene.com.
I did get a chance to watch the first installment of Under the Influence in pieces. You know, maybe I'll see if I can't grab this episode for the ride. Be on the road for a lot of hours, nothing to do. Absolutely. This is the kind of stuff I want to watch. So, Two-Tone Ska, man. I'll check it out.
And also, go ahead and give a listen to that Weasel Radio show while you're in the van.
I will. We'll have it running through the fart bus for everyone to hear.
Awesome. Continuing with Tim Armstrong news, Anti-Flag released a new music video for their song Brandenburg Gate.
Wait a minute. How is that Tim Armstrong news?
Because he's in it, too.
Oh!
He's
well
in the music video
go.
For Brandenburg
I'll shut
Gate.
Up.
It features Rancid's lead singer, and it's taken from their upcoming album, American Spring. So you can check out the new music video on, where am I going to send them, Bob?
Dying Scene Radio.
Nope.
DyingScene.com?
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
Thank you. I feel so smart now. I feel like I just passed my class.
Bob, are you aware of the Twitter account at Nihilist_Arby's?
I certainly am.
You are?
And, oh, absolutely. I follow him. I was actually just talking about this the other night with my buddy E-Rock. And Nihilist Arby's, their tweets are the best. Please tell us about it.
Dude, I have not been following this. Apparently, it's existed for months now. And it spews darkly comedic nihilist rhetoric under the guise of Arby's restaurant, and the AV Club recently released a video sent to them, supposedly from the Twitter account, that shows Brendan Kelly of the Lawrence Arms leading similar nihilist philosophies and eating Arby's. So you could check out that madness on DyingScene.com.
I actually watched that, man. It's kind of funny, and you know, Brendan Kelly's a funny dude, and if you follow him on Twitter, you know, he's always got something really off the wall bordering on offensive. Does he have anything to do, I wonder, with the Nihilist Arby's account? Because it's not official. When you go to it, it says officially, I have nothing to do with Arby's. Unofficially, everything is nothing.
Dude, I'm definitely going to be following those two handles.
If you want to know about Nihilist Arby's, man, let me give you a couple of recent tweets. These are pretty good. He's covered in flies, laying in a pool of fetid urine. He's begging you for help, starving. Arby's, step over him and come on in. You're alone. You're actively killing yourself with alcohol. Your breath smells of Arby's. Don Henley is on the radio. Arby's, pray for death.
It's fucking genius.
It's Monday. Drive drunk. Kill bums. Eat Arby's. Fuck strangers. Burn shit. Punch grandmas. Steal. Get high. Die alone. Arby's. Whatever.
Whoever the copywriter is that's coming up with this brilliant shit, that's fucking great, man. Kudos to you.
It's fantastic, and there's no meaning to life.
Yeah. Let me continue with a little bit more news on these videos that are out that you can watch. Frank Turner has given us another taste of his long-awaited new album. A video of Turner playing a new track titled The Opening Act of Spring has surfaced, and you can check it out on, of course, dyingscene.com. While no official release date has been announced for Frank's new album, Positive Songs for Negative People, it has been rumored the record will hit store shelves in July. The video was recorded right there in America's rudimentary penis, Bob, from atop the Lightning Museum building in St. Augustine, Florida. Thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I had a chance to watch the video myself. It's not really an official video of any sort. I think it's, would you say it's coming up from his upcoming album or something?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just him on a rooftop playing in the middle of St. Augustine, Florida, playing a, what you said, acoustic song.
Yeah, fucking YouTube. All you need is an acoustic guitar and a fucking YouTube account. It's good, man, if you like that kind of stuff.
That's right.
And you know what? Let's move on, Bobby. Let's talk about those of you who might still be interested in Sublime. Remember that band, Bobby? Sublime?
I love Sublime, Bob. I grew up in Florida, just like you. And I don't know if you share the same thing, man, but Sublime was a huge influence on me as a kid, man. That record, 40 Ounces of Freedom, came out when I was in high school. That was our background music, man, for everything and all my friends that I grew up with. So
if you're a fan of Sublime, you may or may not be aware of the fact that they've had a new singer for the last couple of years, Rome Ramirez. Because Bradley Newell's family had a problem with Sublime carrying on, they had to change their name to Sublime with Rome. So now that you're caught up, they put a record out in 2011 called Yours Truly, which was, in my opinion, yes, it was different than Bradley Newell fronted Sublime. But it was still good stuff. But it ended up, you know, they ended up losing their drummer, Bud Gow. And so now it's basically become some dude who was never in Sublime, who sounds an awful lot like the guy, the bass player from Sublime, and some dude who was never in any of them, still calling themselves Sublime. So they've got a new track right here, and we're going to let you guys be the judge. If you hate it or whatever, that's fine. But we're just sharing it. But I do ask the question, do we got to still keep calling this band Sublime with Rome? How about they move on?
I agree, Bob. Dude, to be honest with you, man, not to be... Oh, fuck it. When everybody says not to be negative and then they're negative immediately afterwards, fuck it, man. Just to be negative, I don't like this song. I'll go ahead and tell you, man. I punched a girl in the face when I was about 20 years old, and I don't like this fucking song. So, but enjoy it, you guys. You tell us if you like it or not. You can leave hate.
We're the new incarnation. They've just announced that they'll be releasing the new studio album titled Sirens on July 17th. You can check out the cover art and stream the band's first new single wherever you go on dyingscene.com. And you can hear the track right here on Dying Scene Radio. Sublime with Rome, wherever you go.
I want to be bad with you, girl, like we're robbing a bank. I want to be mad at the world like it took you away. Don't want to be mad at myself.
brother. We're the Antidotes, and you are listening to Dying Scene Radio.
California ska punkers called Oceanside Sound System, or the OSS, if you will. They've just released a new video for that song right there called Put Your Guns Down. Kind of had that that feel of, you know, is it second wave, third wave? I don't know my waves, Bobby, when it comes to ska. But that track right there comes from the six-way split album, Skanking in the Pit, Volume 1. Good stuff, man. Check it out on DyingScene.com.
Bob, if you want to learn your first, second waves of ska, guess what? Check out that documentary, Under the Influence, man. You're going to learn
it. Of course.
You're going to learn it on the fart bus. By the time you get back from your little tour there, you'll know all about the first, second, third waves of ska.
Yeah, I'm going to go to school. I need to study up so I can be in the master's course.
It is very interesting history, though. But anyway, continuing on with the news, the new music videos that are out. California pop punk's Old Friends have released a video for their song, The Drunkest I've Ever Been. And honestly, I feel like you got to be drunk to find this entertaining. I'm going to continue on with the negativity, Bob. Let's be real today. Sounds like emo to me. But you know what? If you're into that sort of thing, they got a nice little video on there. And
not that there's anything wrong with it.
Not that there's anything wrong with it, Bob.
Isn't that like a Seinfeld thing?
Yeah. And actually, yeah, during the video, they have an awkward scene where the lead singer is singing off the same microphone as their guitarist. And I felt that looked like a little, not that there's anything wrong with that S.
Are you homophobic, Bobby Pickles?
I am not. I'm not.
With such a phallic name like Bobby Pickles, I would think that, you know, you would have a little bit more understanding in the world. Okay. And if that's the case, then that's fine. No problem.
Bob, I deserve that.
Moving on.
Experimental punk act Round Eye has premiered a music video for their song City Livin', and you can check it out along with a handful of U.S. tour dates on DyingScene.com. No word on whether or not City Livin' will appear on a proper release. But, Bob, you're playing with these dudes when they grace Florida with their presence, correct?
Yeah, I am. I'll be Chris Barrow's guitar player, and we're opening up. Chris Barrow's, of course, you know, ex-Pink Lincoln's guy. I was on his solo record, and we don't do a whole lot of live dates, but we're playing this one, Round Eye. And apparently Round Eye specifically asked for Chris to play the show. So, hence we are. It's like on a Wednesday night. It's down in Ybor City, so it's only just a couple of miles from my house, so it's no skin off my back.
I really dug the music. The song is pretty badass, man. It sounds different. One thing that I found weird, I think I read somewhere. I don't know if it was correct fact or not, so I think I maybe picked it up on punknews.org or whatever, but I think I read somewhere that they're from Shanghai. Is that right?
Well, I think that's what they're telling everybody, Bobby. I think if you want to believe the hype, you'll believe it, and otherwise, they wear those very cool glasses with the big giant eyes, you know, so who knows? Round Eye.
That's right, man. How about some tour dates, Bob?
Tell them to me. Pigpen, Friday night, New Orleans. Saturday night, Houston, and Sunday night, Austin, Texas. Come see me and get drunk. Go ahead with your tour dates, Bobby. I had to interject.
Well, the lineup for the second annual Picnic in Pozo has just been announced, and it's looking pretty good. Bad Religion, Misfits, Strung Out, TSOL, and Guttermouth. The second annual Picnic in Pozo will take place on September 26th at the Pozo Saloon in Pozo, California. Tickets and more information about the show can be seen on DyingScene.com. A little history for you, man. The historic Pozo Saloon in the town of Pozo has been a San Luis Obispo County landmark since 1858. It is also one of the finest and most authentic examples of how the West used to be. So, pretty cool backdrop to be experiencing some live music.
For sure, man. That sounds like a cool road trip right there, man. Pozo, California. I can't say I've ever even heard of it.
I never heard of it either, Bob, but I'd like to definitely mosey on in, fancy up to a nice saloon.
See how the West was won?
Yeah, get a couple beers, you know, maybe hook up with a whore, and then see how the West was won, like you just said.
That's awesome, dude. What else you got, man? Who else might I be running into on the road this summer?
Well, I got some nice Irish folk, man. Seminal Irish punk band The Mahoneys have announced new tour dates for 2015 in support of their latest album, The Hunger and the Fight, Part 1. Check out the tour dates on, do I even have to say it at this point, Bob?
DyingScene.com!
You got it that time! The Hunger and the Fight Part 2 will be released this summer, 2015. The release date should be announced soon. We'll have it for you when it is released. Bunch of Euro dates, man. Plus, we'll be playing punk rock bowling this weekend. So that's great. Everybody will be out in Vegas this weekend, except for Pigpen.
It's all right.
This is interesting, Bob. Right there in your backyard in Florida, at Gainesville Fest, that's coming up. The Fest 14 lineup. Bigwig has been added to that lineup, man.
I think I saw that.
Yeah, if we can ever swing an interview or guest host thing with those dudes, man, that could be an opportunity right there. Or maybe like a part two session if we do one up here and one down there. I just wanted to throw that out there. That'd be cool.
Absolutely, man. That'd be awesome.
And then I think the last piece of news that I have for this week is a band called The Story So Far. And they're from California. They're a pop punk band. And they've announced some tour dates that will take them all over the globe this year in support of their new self-titled album. You can check out the full list of dates and locations on DyingScene.com. May 22nd, they're going to be at Webster Hall in New York City. May 28th, they'll be in Tampa, Florida at the Orpheum Theater. And then September 15th in Auckland, New Zealand, man. God, they're really hitting all the spots that we hit.
By design, I'm sure. No coincidence.
But that really wasn't like why I'm mentioning that. The reason why I'm mentioning that, because I don't really even know who that band is, but I found this story that's attached to it from a year ago in a Facebook post dating back to March of last year. Members of The Story So Far from Chicago, formed by a member of seminal punk band 88 Fingers Louie in 1998, accused the band The Story So Far from California of using their name, songs, and recognition to promote their own band without due compensation to their namesake originals. So, I found this post about this, and I guess for the last year, they've been going at it still with that same name, and they really haven't cared, man. Even though the Chicago, The Story So Far, came out with this accusation, and they uploaded a few of their aforementioned demos to the Facebook page. But the California band, they never appeared to comment on any of the accusations, and they just moved right along, and hey, they're coming out with their self-titled album, which I thought was a nice, funny little stab right in the back to those guys over there in Chicago.
For sure, yeah.
All right, music.
That is The Story So Far. I want to thank all of our good friends who listen here every week. This is episode number 16, and just want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, FatEnzo.com, taking care of us, taking care of you. You need t-shirts? Get in touch with these guys, FatEnzo.com. Made out of a sweatshop in New York City. Well, you know what? It doesn't get any better than that. That means it's made in the USA, custom t-shirt design, graphics. You got the pros working on it for you. At your beck and call, FatEnzo.com. And let's play some more new music right here, man. This stuff comes from the Swedish punk band called Tear Them Down, who have just released a music video for their new single, and pardon me while I butcher this, An Insect. The opening track from their forthcoming, and this is where I really butcher it, Bobby, Et Liv I EP, which is due out this June 26th. It's available on pre-order right now. And you can watch the video on DyingScene.com, as well as hear the song right here on Dying Scene Radio. Yeah.
Colin from Cock Sparrow, and with Daryl.
Oi, oi, this is Cock Sparrow. Listen to Dying Scene, you cunts.
Well, behave yourselves. Have fun. Cheers now.
Was the British punk act called the Kenneths, and that was a happy song, dude. I kind of dig that one. It's repeating in my head over and over, but only has two plays on my playlist. But anyway, you can check out their new music video for the song "Ain't Got No Game," which you just heard right here, and it's on DyingScene.com.
Well, that song speaks to you, right? "Ain't Got No Game."
Yeah, I ain't got no game, man. I got no game, no game got. That's quite all right with me, man. Because you know what, I got all the game I need.
Oh, man, it's been a fun, interesting episode, Bob. We talked about so many different things. Spoke about Ben Weasel. You going out on tour. Very interesting, very fun, very compelling news. We love talking about this stuff with you guys every week.
We asked questions that need to be answered. If you, you know, you don't really like what we have to say, or maybe you agree, why don't you chime in? Give us a like on our Facebook page. Go Facebook.com/Dying Scene Radio. Is that accurate, Bobby? Is that what it is? Dying Scene Radio?
That's right. That's correct, Bob. Or give us a call. You could speak with Bob over there and, you know.
I'm not going to answer the phone, but you can drunk dial us.
You're not going to answer the phone?
Only if I know you're going to be calling. It's one of those things, you know, whenever I see an odd number showing up, you got to leave me a voicemail first, or you have to text me.
Listen, if you guys are in Austin, or anywhere near Texas, anywhere near Louisiana this weekend, and you call 347-754-PUNK, get in touch with Bob and buy him a beer, something, you know?
Buy me a beer. If you see me in New Orleans or Houston or Austin this weekend or any of the truck stops in between where I'll be searching for my next lot lizard slash bride, then, yeah, buy me a beer. Because I'll be thirsty.
Right. And if you guys agree with Ben Weasel's statements about us and us regurgitating these press releases, if you don't like that too much, give us a call. Tell us. Leave us a Facebook message. Leave us a comment on iTunes and tell us how bad we suck. Or go the opposite direction and tell us we're great. We would love that too. But
just don't be that middle of the road bullshit where you're like, well, you know, I like this and it could have been better. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Like it.
If you punch
like
a girl in the face, admit that shit. If you don't like a music in particularly, admit that shit. Hey, and if you don't care either way and you're a nihilist, go follow Arby's.
And die. Anyway, you got any real comments, go ahead and find us on the webs, man. At Bob Noxious, of course, on Twitter. Bobby, how do we get in touch with you?
Just Google Bobby Pickles. I come right up. All you gotta do is just type in my phallic name, and my stupid face will pop right up there, and you can get in touch with me.
It sounds so profane when you say it like that. Just look me up on the Google and you know, search Bobby Pickles and see what pops up. We'll
much,
do that,
I think
Bobby.
It's much better than giving out handles and shit like that. Just Google me. So yeah, so we got one more song going out with, right?
Absolutely. This is brand new stuff. Brand new stuff from the Melvins, which they haven't gone anywhere. They just, you know, every now and then put new records out. The Seattle Legends are streaming a new song called Captain Come Down, which is taken from their upcoming split 10-inch, which they're doing with Les Butcherettes. They're also doing a tour with them as well. And the song, it actually features Jeff Pincus of the Butthole Surfers playing bass. Next month, the band will be on a two-month-long tour with said Les Butcherettes. And the Melvins last released Hold On To It last year on October 14th through Ipapac Recordings. And, you know, they got one of them documentaries in the works as well. The song, as well as the concert dates, can be viewed on DyingScene.com. Bobby, we will see you next week.
Yeah, man, I just wanted to say the Melvins, man, they're an old school band, right?
Oh, they have. They've been around forever, man.
You know, I remember the Melvins from that movie, PCU. Do you remember that movie?
Not enough to recall what you're talking about, but I can see where you're going with this and saying that they were in the movie PCU.
That's right. Well, hey, listen, if you guys remember what I'm talking about, leave us a comment. See you next week. All right, I'm fucking tired.
It's the Melvins. Dying Scene Radio! Later.
You're listening to Dying Scene Radio.
Dying Scene Radio!